Review of Liaison. As you learned earlier, liaison refers to the situation where a final consonant that is normally silent is pronounced before a word beginning with a vowel.
Des amis.
There are times when liaison is obligatory, times when it is prohibited, and times when it is optional. A. Obligatory liaison. Liaison must be made in the following situations. Listen to and repeat the French examples. Between a determiner and the following word.
Mes amis. Les anciens monuments.
Between an adjective and the following noun.
Un petit enfant. Mes chers amis. Plusieurs idées.
Between a pronoun and the following verb or pronoun.
Ils aiment. Nous en avons. Allez-vous-en.
Between a one-syllable preposition and the following word.
Sans argent.
Between a form of the verb
être
and the following article, adjective or adverb.
C'est un chien. Je suis américain. Elle est ici.
Between the component words of a compound expression.
États-Unis. Accent aigu.
B. Prohibited liaison. Liaison must not be made in the following situations. Listen to and repeat the French examples. Between a singular noun and the following word.
Un étudiant intelligent. Le chat est sur le toit.
Between the word
et
and the following word.
Un homme et une femme.
C. Optional liaison. Liaison is optional in the following cases and is not often heard in everyday speech. Generally speaking, the more formal the context, the more frequently you would opt to use liaison. Stop the recording and read the following examples.